40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took a partial victory for a strengthening economy in last night's State of the Union address, his first before a divided Congress.
Thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Our respondent, Nancy Cordes from Washington.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn. McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl, and when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Ukraine's president on the tarmac when he arrived for a surprise visit to London. The two men met at 10 Downing Street. Then Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a bid for more military support.
We will always come out on top of evil. This lies at the core of our, but also your, traditions.
Zelensky is also meeting with King Charles. It's a race against time to find additional survivors trapped in massive mounds of rubble in the frigid cold after Monday's 7.8 earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Today, the death toll topped 11,000. In Pyongyang, marked the 75th anniversary of the country's army. Small government-organized groups performed. Others held signs praising the Korean People's Army. The King gets a new title after last night's Lakers game. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
What a moment for LeBron James. He is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And the crowd here chanting MVP. He entered the league 20 years ago, and tonight he attains one of the greatest records in basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who held the title for almost 40 years, was there to congratulate his successor.
LeBron has conducted himself with class. He had a plan. He came right out of high school and went after excellence on the court.
CVS is taking a giant plunge into primary medical care. It's reached a $10.6 billion all-cash deal to buy clinic owner Oak Street Health. It adds hundreds of senior clinics, as well as about 600 physicians and nurse practitioners for COVID vaccinations, strep tests, and other services at CVS pharmacies. S&P futures down 20. Dow futures off 119. This is CBS News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Oh, man, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are getting weird. But first, I wanted to flag this remarkable study that has come out of the, it was presented to Congress by the Inspector General of the Labor Department, Larry D. Turner. And what they have been doing, you'll recall, back during the Trump administration, they gave everybody these $600 checks, and they extended unemployment benefits for a long period of time. And what they're finding now is that there was about $191 billion in fraud of people using fake Social Security numbers, stolen Social Security numbers, or even their own Social Security numbers, claiming they were unemployed when they weren't, or claiming unemployment funds that they weren't eligible for. $191 billion in fraud is a breathtaking amount of money. And, you know, in part, this is because the Trump administration really didn't put any safeguards into place to make sure that people were actually who they said they were. That's kind of the bad news. But on the other hand, you know, there was a lot of pressure on the Trump administration at the time, including from Democrats, to not do that. You know, the equation at the time was, okay, by getting this money out the door really fast, we're going to literally save lives. We're going to prevent people from being thrown out of their homes during the worst pandemic in 100 years. We're just going to freeze time here for a while. We realize there will be some fraud. We are willing to accept that. That's a reasonable price to pay to have this program in place. So, I'm not saying this is a critique of the Trump administration, although, God knows, I won't critique them, when deserving of it. But this was described by Jason Smith, the congressman, the Republican congressman who was overseeing this hearing yesterday in Congress. This is the House Ways and Means Committee. He described it as, quote, the greatest theft of taxpayer dollars in American history. So the question now is, what do we do about this? It's been a couple of years. It's been three years now since this happened. It will take a couple of years to investigate this $191 billion, where it all went, who ended up with it. It'll take a couple of years to recover it. And as far as I can tell from reading the articles about this, the statute of limitations on this runs around 5 years. And so there's two requests that the Inspector General has made that so far Republicans in Congress have not gone along with. And the first is that the statute of limitations on this kind of fraud be extended to give the Inspectors General and the FBI and other investigative agencies an opportunity to actually dig into this and find out what's going on. The second is for more staff. If you're looking for $191 billion in fraud, and most of it was, $10,000 here, $50,000 there kind of stuff, you need to have a heck of a lot of people doing the research on it. And they don't have those people. So, you know, this is something that I think is frankly quite important. Another important story that I wanted to share with you is this. This was in The Guardian today. Poppy Noor writing. The headline, Google targets low-income U.S. women with ads for anti-abortion pregnancy centers, study shows. I've been thinking that this afternoon, for tomorrow morning's show, I want to write about these crisis pregnancy centers. This is a fraud on the American people that is life-threatening for some women. And so the Tech Transparency Project, which is a group that kind of oversees, you know, it's a private nonprofit organization that oversees what's going on with these giant tech companies. They set up test accounts in three cities, Atlanta, Miami, and Phoenix. They created a fictitious woman in each one of these cities, or different women, in different income groups. Now, Google, if you're going to go to Google and buy an ad, they say, you know, do you want just men or women? You can say just women. They'll say, do you want high income, middle income, or low income? You can say whichever you want. And so they set up these accounts for some of them for average or lower income women, some of them for the moderately high income women, and some for the very high income women. And then once they had created these identities and Google knew that they were, you know, there and that they were real or theoretically real, they entered search terms like abortion clinic near me or I want an abortion. And what they found, these women in Phoenix, what they found was the 56% of the search ads shown to these test accounts were for crisis pregnancy centers, which are not abortion clinics. These are places run by religious freaks who try to fool women into coming in and then pitch them on Jesus and abortion. And among the high-income women, only 7%. If you're a high-income woman and you type in, I want an abortion, they connect you to an abortion clinic. If you're a low-income woman and you type in, I want an abortion, according to this study, 56% of these low-income women were shown these crisis pregnancy centers. And among the moderately high-income, it was 41%. The Katie Paul, who is the director of the Tech Transparency Project, said, by pointing low-income women to crisis pregnancy centers more frequently than higher-income women in states with restrictive laws, and Arizona is one of those, Google may delay these women from finding an actual abortion clinic to get a legal and safe abortion. The time window is critical in some of these states. They also note low-income women are the group least likely to be able to travel for abortion care because traveling can cost thousands of dollars. You have lost work, you have, you know, the cost of transportation, babysitting, accommodation fees, all those kinds of things. Some of the ads, in fact, one of the ads that the Google search produced for a crisis pregnancy center, which does not do abortions and will not tell you where to get an abortion, the ad said, this was the headline, free abortion help 100% confidential. So they're not only not abortion if you're looking for abortion, but they are misleading. They note that this is a violation of Google's own rules on misleading advertising. This is not the first time Google has been called out on this. Back last year, Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat of Virginia, and Representative Alyssa Slotkin, the Democratic representative from Michigan, wrote to Google twice, asking Google to stop misdirecting users to these so-called pregnancy crisis centers on Google Maps. If you Google where is an abortion clinic on Google Maps, it would show you these so-called phony baloney crisis pregnancy centers. They also called on Google to limit the way the crisis centers appear in search results and ads, and that apparently is not happening. Google pledged that they were going to clearly label them in the future, but not so much. Representative Slotkin said, quote, Michigan has roughly 100 pregnancy crisis centers that explicitly do not provide abortions, and these clinics should not be listed among abortion providers. We sent a second letter in November because Google was still failing to consistently apply disclaimers to misleading ads, despite our action and assurance from Google that they would only show verified abortion providers when a woman was seeking the procedure. These findings from the Tech Transparency Project prove there's clearly more work that needs to be done. Yeah, that's
That's saying it softly, but yeah. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump are in a pissing war. There's Ron DeSantis spent his first year out of college as a high school teacher at Darlington School in Northwest Georgia. It's a very upscale private school. And according to the New York Times, DeSantis, during that time that he was a teacher, was, quote, a frequent presence at parties with seniors at the school. They quoted one former student as saying, quote, as an 18-year-old, I remember thinking, what are you doing here, dude? So Trump takes this picture of DeSantis with a couple of high school girls. And one of them is holding a brown bottle, looks like it's a beer bottle. And says, that's not Ron, is it? Are these girls, is DeSantis, quote, grooming high school girls with alcohol as a teacher? That's not Ron, is it? He would never do such a thing. Right. Meanwhile, DeSantis is trying to make it easier to sue news outlets that might report on him. Emily Mahoney and Kirby Wilson, writing for the TampaBay.com, for the Tampa Bay Tribune, write, Governor Ron DeSantis raised the possibility Tuesday of passing legislation that could lower the bar for prominent people, that would be like him, to successfully sue news outlets for defamation. She notes, or they note, these two reporters note, on Tuesday, DeSantis mentioned a 2021 60 Minutes story that focused on Publix campaign, this is the supermarket chain, campaign donations to DeSantis, to the governor, ahead of the grocery chain getting the right to distribute COVID-19 vaccines in Palm Beach County. DeSantis has previously railed against that report, saying clips were selectively edited and the story was inaccurate. At the time, he held an official event at the Capitol to refute it. So he's apparently still bent out of shape about this. This goes back to a 1964 Supreme Court case. It was New York Times versus Sullivan, in which the Supreme Court said that if you're a public figure like me, you know, I can't, you know, if somebody says something defamatory about me, I can't sue them. I would have to prove that they knew it was a lie and they did it with actual malice. Whereas if they thought it was true, you know, I have no claim against them. So we have now three members of the Supreme Court who have said they're willing to reconsider this. Clarence Thomas is one of them. Let me find the list here. I'm not sure the list is in this article. Clarence Thomas has spoken. Yeah, in fact, Clarence Thomas said, this court's pronouncement that the First Amendment requires public figures to establish actual malice bears no relation to the text, history, or structure of the Constitution. Neil Gorsuch has also come out and said that he thinks this should be revisited. I don't have a third name here. Maybe it was just the two of them. But keep an eye on this. This would be a big deal. If either legislation is passed in Florida or federally, or because it will have a very, very chilling effect on public reporting of misdeeds or alleged misdeeds by public figures. And not just politicians, right across the board. So anyhow, that's the news for the day. I wanted to share with you there. I've got one other story. I'll share it with you on the other side of this break and then pick up your phone calls here. A federal judge is mocking the Supreme Court with something that might be an actually serious proposal. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Back with your calls in a moment, right after that first story on the federal judge. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues.
You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
to discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, Valentine's Day is just about a week away, and we're running out of time here for you to get the perfect Valentine's Day gift, Cozy Earth Sheets. These are incredible. Your spouse is going to love, or partner, or whatever, is going to absolutely love them. And, hey, so much better than flowers that just dry out and get dumped. I mean, this is a gift that you'll both love year-round. Softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. These sheets feel like they are like half cotton, half silk. It is that good. Because Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row, and that's huge. Over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention the Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, so you'll both sleep comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's luxury sheets, they're available in five awesome colors, by the way. Their loungewear, their pajamas, another great Valentine's Day gift, or premium waffle bath towels. You'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. You will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, the perfect Valentine's Day gift. Promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Okay, welcome back. Quick story here and then pick up your calls. A federal judge, this is amazing, a federal judge in Washington, D.C., Judge Colleen Collar-Cotelli, who was a Clinton appointee, there was a case in front of her about abortion. And she said the issue before the court in Dobbs, this, you know, it was the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe v. Wade. She said the issue before the court in Dobbs was not whether any provision of the Constitution provided a right to abortion. Rather, the question before the court in Dobbs is whether the 14th Amendment provides such a right. So she says, hey, the 14th Amendment says no. Or, you know, we're saying that the 14th Amendment doesn't give you the right to an abortion. But what about the 13th Amendment against slavery and involuntary servitude? Isn't being forced to carry a baby a form of slavery and involuntary servitude? And she actually builds this case. And she's not the first, by the way, to make this case. You know, a numerous law professor, Andrew Koppelman, says that it's a violation by law that prohibits abortion. This is a 10th Circuit opinion that basically said forcing a woman to carry a child might qualify as involuntary servitude. Koppelman writes, forced pregnancy and childbirth by its very nature operates by compelling the woman to serve the fetus. So the woman is basically the enslaved by the fetus. Judge Collar-Cotelli's order arises out of a case called United States versus Handy. And this was a criminal prosecution of individuals who were blocking access to an abortion clinic back in 2020. And the problem is that, you know, it's against the law to block access to anything that you are constitutionally entitled to. But now the Dobbs, you're no longer constitutionally entitled to an abortion. And so these people are saying, hey, you know, we shouldn't be prosecuted for harassing and blocking these women from entering this abortion clinic. And so this judge said, well, you know, I'm not sure. I think the 13th Amendment might give the women seeking an abortion the right under the Constitution to have an abortion. So, you know, we'll see where this goes, right? The 13th Amendment, this could be a whole brand new argument and a fascinating new line of discussion. I think we're in a break, Sean. So, yep, sure enough. On the other side of the break, I will be picking up Helena's call from Vancouver, Washington, and yours. So stick around. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. and your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of the building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emmix with the Red Cross.
Chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home, and it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sure.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, though, especially the dry dog foods, may lack that essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster, a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. These toppers are absolutely wonderful for our dogs, Blue and Chewy. Now they get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. And not only that, they absolutely love this stuff. They'll run from the other side of the house when they hear Louise getting them out. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products, like our pets did. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com, Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Helena in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Helena, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. First of all, thank you so much, Tom. You are my daily dose of sanity.
Oh, thank you.
Which I would like to reply first to the earlier caller who was complaining wrongfully that Biden is worth $150 million. And my thought right away was, so what? So now there's something wrong with the capitalism?
Right. But it turns out he's only worth $8 million.
Yes, yes. But even if he was worth $150 million, at least he is willing to pay taxes on it.
Yes, you're right.
But State of the Union, I was quite afraid. And I was, as Biden started talking, it's like, oh, this is good, this is good. And I'm thinking, please do not go off the script, you know. And then he did, and it was perfection. It was spectacular.
It really was.
What I was missing from the speech, and maybe during the speech, Social Security, when everybody stood up, you know, even Republicans, the privatization of Social Security was not mentioned.
Right.
So maybe that's why they could stand up. It's like, yeah, let's go for it, you know.
Yeah, just like they're all in for Medicare as long as it's Medicare Advantage. Yep. You're probably
yes.
right.
Yeah. But what I was missing in Biden's speech, it was like a more straightforward call for unity and maybe asking a question like, who and why want us to be hateful towards each other and to be more aware of divisive speech.
He kind of ended the speech with that, on that point.
In a way, yes, because that would kind of tie it to Sarah's response, which for me was extremely mechanical, desperate, hateful, and divisive, you know? From what I was missing with Biden's speech also, I really wish that he would kidnap, if you will, or kind of agree with Republican slogans, but made them our own. So, for example, like the pro-life, it's like, yes, we are pro-life, therefore, we are lowering insulin prices.
Right.
Or, you know, we are for the medical for all.
Right.
And the same would be with education. The same would be, you know, for gun control, law and order, you know. And yes, that's why we are prosecuting insurrectionists. But overall, I was extremely surprised by Biden's speech.
Yeah, so was I.
It was a fresh of a breath air. Yeah.
Yeah, I was blown away by it. Well, thank you, Helena. I agree with your analysis completely. And I think, taking those Republican memes and turning them around against them is brilliant.
Yes.
And I think that I agree with you. Democrats should be doing more of that. Helena, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. From Helena was in Vancouver. So is Gary. Gary in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Gary. It's Vancouver Day. What's up?
yes, it is. From across the river.
Indeed.
This is Gary. I thought Biden's speech was fabulous, except for one thing.
Oh.
He didn't mention the idea of money in politics. And my big
You're
thing
right.
is to get money out of politics.
Or if he did, I don't recall it.
Yeah, I don't recall it either. That's what I'm saying. I listened to it this morning, and I might have missed it at the beginning, but yeah. during his speech, I didn't hear anything on money and politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, he talked about, you know, tightening our elections or something like that, election security. I'd have to go back and read the speech to catch it. And there might have been a fleeting reference to that, but it certainly wasn't like when... Barack Obama, when President Obama actually called out the Supreme Court justices and Alito mouthed, you're wrong at him. And that was the last time Alito came to his State of the Union address. He was so embarrassed by his own behavior that he no longer shows up. And justifiably so. I mean, he made a fool of himself. But apparently that's something Alito does
more.
Frequently. Yeah, there you go. Okay, Gary, thank you. Thanks for that point. That was a good one. Patty in Alt, Colorado. Am I saying it right, Patty?
Yes, you are. Thank you, Tom. I am just feeling vindicated.
How so?
Because it was the State of the Union was marvelous.
Yeah.
He was confident, compassionate, and just so compelling. And I knew that all along of him, because if you would allow me to back up a couple of years when he and Vice President Harris were campaigning, I had a sign, a peaceful protest sign I made up, and it said, "Americans know when our dreams are being destroyed with lies, manipulations, and tyranny. For hundreds of years, many of us carry this warning in our DNA. We fight, we die, and we vote, all caps, vote for change."
Mm-hmm.
I was in my little town park holding that sign with two deputies standing with me for 2.5 hours. And here I am, 5'2", at that time I was 66, and I'm an American Native Indian and with Mexican descent. So, you know, two deputies.
Mm-hmm.
it's pretty scary over here with not wanting Trump.
Mm.
So I feel like it was right on. It was spot on.
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. It was well written. But beyond that, I mean, I've heard some really well written speeches given by presidents over the years. This one was not just well written; it was delivered perfectly. I have critiqued, not criticized, but, you know, noted in the past that Biden, he has to almost shout in order to get over his stutter. I've known some stutterers in my life, and it's a really interesting thing. If you're singing or shouting, you don't stutter, but when you're just trying to have a normal conversation, you do. And so sometimes he comes across as kind of angry. And you can see his face kind of screwing up to push past his stutter. And I realize it's all about his stutter. And he sort of did that a couple times last night. But I think we've all gotten used to it now. And it's just, oh, yeah, that's how Joe talks. And that was the smallest. And that's not even a criticism. I mean, you know, that's just acknowledging who he is and how he has to speak. But I've always had this sense of Joe Biden. When he was vice president, Louise and I lived in Washington, D.C., and we were invited to an event that he was speaking at. It was a relatively small event. There was about 40 people there. And, he gave a speech, and then he came around the room. It was a dinner, and he came around the room and walked up to everybody. He came over to us, shook my hand, put his arm around Louise and hugged her, hugged me. I mean, he was just the most personable. And I've known politicians my whole life, right? I could tell when a politician is faking it. He was not faking it. This is a guy who really cares about other people. He's just he's so empathetic. I think sometimes, you know, the misery of other people almost crushes him. When he was talking last night about Tyree Nichols's parents, you know, you could tell that he had spent, you know, a couple of hours with him. He had really, he really understood what it's like. Well, obviously, he understands what it's like to lose a child. His His daughter was killed when his wife was killed in that car accident, and then his son was killed. And then he mentioned the burn pits, and he said, I have some knowledge of these. Well, that was because his son, Bo, died of brain cancer that, you know, there's a fairly good consensus was caused by one of those burn pits in Iraq. So, you know, and he didn't go into that whole thing, you know, like I think he did a year ago. But, you know, we get it. Joe Biden is a good and decent man. Patty, I got to move along.
He's the real thing.
Yeah, I agree. He is the real McCoy. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I just want to say I thought Biden's speech was wonderful. I wasn't originally a Biden fan. He wasn't my pick for the Democrats, but I would have voted for anybody but Trump. And I just thought that his delivery was excellent. I know he does stutter, and he's not the most eloquent speaker, but I thought the words that he said were fantastic.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say, listening to your previous caller, who didn't listen to the whole speech and then had all this criticism of him.
Oh, the libertarian. Yeah.
And part of it being dementia. I just want to say, my husband has dementia. Mm. He does know us. But there's no way that Biden has dementia and could pull off even reading a speech, no less ab-libbing.
I agree. My mother died of Alzheimer's. I've seen it up close and personal, and he doesn't show the slightest trace of it. I mean, occasionally he'll mangle a sentence or miss a word, or which is not unusual for somebody over 60. But he is as sharp as they come right now.
And also, I want to thank you for highlighting something today when you were talking about Stephen Miller, who I really have no respect for. That you mentioned in that room was Mark Short.
Yeah.
I have seen him, and I had a little bit of respect for him because I believe he did talk to the January 6th commission.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now commentating on things. But to know that he was in that room making the decision to tear children away from their parents, now I have no respect for that. And yeah. I think, thank you for bringing that up. Because I try to, when people you mention, I often Google them to see more about them. And if my feelings are misguided, or my thoughts of them are misguided, and I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to thank your caller about the balloon and shooting it over the Pacific, over the Atlantic.
Right. Linda, I got to run. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your phone calls here on State of the Union and all things Biden right now. We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? GoatsForTheOldGoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsforTheOldGoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it.
Hey, you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Have you found something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? I have a suggestion. Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he's going to truly love, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter. That's like, you know, they put his name on it for you, and there's no extra cost. Personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Who wouldn't love a Whiskey Appreciation Crate? Put me down for that. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, too, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. I can get you 20% off on your gift. You just use the code LOVE20, L-O-V-E-2-0, at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at mancrates.com. 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm calling about book banning. I want to update you on Florida, but I had a question for you. You mentioned J. Edgar Hoover and spending time with some authors about a book with him that didn't come out till later. Did they mention to you the belief that he was black? He came off the Hoover plantation where his grandmother was the mistress of the owner of the plantation, and is believed that his mother was then mixed race. And also, did he mention, since I'm going to talk about books, that Hoover had a goal to close every black-owned bookstore in the United States? He went to the banks, said shut down their accounts. He went to book publishers and said don't sell them books. Wow. I wanted to answer that.
I didn't know about the second part of that, Jerry, about the bookstores. I have heard the rumor that Hoover had black blood and this was part of the source of his animus, his hatred of black people. I don't believe that I got that from Anthony Summers and his wife, Robin, who wrote a brilliant book about him that was made into a movie, in fact. And that, you know, Louise and I visited in Ireland, but I don't think that was the same thing. Anyhow, what did you call about, Jerry?
I was called the latest in Florida, Duval County. We're up in Jacksonville. You know, the students at the public school are basically all black. They have banned a book, Henry Aaron's Dream, a picture book. I'm sure it's for elementary, not even middle school.
Wait a minute, they banned a picture book about Hank Aaron?
Yes, the name of the book, I'm going to tell you, Tom, it's called Henry Aaron's Dream, okay? Mm-hmm. And they also banned the book about Roberto Clemente. Now, my point is, wow. Roberto Clemente was Hispanic and a black baseball player, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, had it been a white Cuban baseball player, the book wouldn't have been banned.
I think you're right.
So there's no way.
Because DeSantis knows which side his bread is buttered on.
Exactly. I'm attending a meeting here tonight in my community with Democratic state legislatures on the education committee to talk about these issues. I don't know what is going to be done, but it's getting worse every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Jerry, thanks for the status report there from Florida, the sit rep. I appreciate it. George in Highland Park, Illinois. Hey, George, what's up?
Hi, I just wanted to talk about abortion alternatives. I wish the Democrats would just drop the abortion. There's one place in right after the testicle that activates the sperm. Maybe they can put a stent in it, a special stent, of course, because it's a sensitive area.
You call it the vas deferens. Yeah. Vasectomies are reversible now, too. So, yeah, vasectomies, birth control, there's all kinds of options. Thank you. Ann in Westchester, New York. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Hi. I'm in Rochester, New York. Hi.
Oh, Rochester. Okay, I'll fix that.
Yeah, Rochester. I just wanted to mention something about the bank overdraft that I think affects two parts of society, and I hope people understand this. So my brother was below poverty level, and I can't tell you how many times he would get bank overdrafts. So you're talking about people with the lowest economy, and we had to go to the bank and fix this. But he was marginalized in this in a way of being fully capable of understanding things. And then surprising to me, when my son went in the military, I didn't know the military would take care of banking. So I set him up with Bank of America, and he went overseas. And he faced so many overdrafts being in the service because of the rate exchange between the different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two factions of the society, you know, one who's marginalized and one who's serving their country. They are serving the country who are being hit with these fees.
Yeah, and it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Ann, thank you. You're spot on. This is and good on Joe Biden for President Biden for bringing this up last night. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us, every single one of us. And way too many of us are not participating. So get out there, get active. There's so much you can do. Tag your it. And make sure that you're registered to vote and all your friends are. And if you live in a red state, be sure to double check your voter registration, because the Republican governors are knocking people off the rolls left and right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.